Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Parthu Upadhyay covers the University of Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Friday because, you know, the offseason never ends. He's been here with us in the summer, and we certainly do appreciate his time. All right, lots to get to. Let's start with some news. New game, new schedule, new home and home on the schedule. Utah State.
Logan, Utah is where I'll be headed.
That's
mid
right.
February.
That's what you'll get.
Will it be snowy?
That's
in
what
Utah?
You get because
I'm excited. No,
you
no, no.
come in here every week and you puff out your chest
on,
about I get
bro.
To go to the Bahamas.
Don't
I get to
this.
Go to Maui. I get to go. How about Logan, Utah for your ass in February?
I'm excited. I heard Utah's pretty, right? Is Logan near Salt Lake City?
No,
Salt Lake City's gorgeous.
I'm hopeful for your case that it's not. You need to slum it up a little bit. So I think it's probably not.
I think it'll be a fun trip.
I think it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'll make the most of it.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's for sure.
Let's look,
somebody look at a map. Yeah, where's Logan,
while
Utah?
While I look it up, what do you make of just the basketball piece of it?
Yeah, it's a good addition. Obviously, Penny's talked openly ever since early last season, I think, about, you know, adding a non-conference game in the middle of the conference schedule just to change things up, just to get a little bit of a tougher test than AAC teams provide as the postseason kind of nears, right?
Yep.
So to get a Utah State team that's made the NCAA tournament for the past 5 years, I think they won, 26 games last year and made the tournament again. That's certainly better, much better than anything you're going to get, you know, otherwise, right, through that 18-game AAC slate. I think I want to say Utah State finished in the top 50 toward the
– yeah.
Of KenPom, like kind of toward the bottom of the top 50, but still in that neighborhood, right? Whereas the next closest AAC team, I think, was well outside that range. So – certainly an upgrade in competition, no doubt.
Yeah, Logan is 80 miles north of Salt Lake City.
Oh, so not really that close, huh?
I mean, it's
not that bad. I mean, what is that? Memphis and Jackson, Tennessee?
Right,
that's not
right,
that
right.
bad.
You're not gonna have time to
more like 70.
You know, explore Salt Lake City, but
no, absolutely you're not gonna have time to go skiing or none of that.
I'm sure Logan will be cool. I'm excited.
I just think it's penance. I think it's man. Your penance for all the tropical places you get to go.
Look, man, there's still four blanks, right, on the non-conference schedule. Maybe there will be another.
Well, they got to be here, right? Sooner or later, some of those got to be here.
Dude, you would hope. You would hope.
Maybe even all four of them. I don't know, because most of those non-conference games that you've got listed are all road games.
That was the piece that Jace was talking about. Is that like, you know, while these games are good, it's like, all right, what are you doing for your home fans?
And it's crazy, though, because last year, I mean, the schedule, non-conference schedule in its entirety was ranked fourth, right? Fourth toughest in the country by KenPom. Not all of those were at home, obviously, but even with that sort of schedule and the team being ranked and having an All-American point guard, all of that, attendance was an issue. So now, going into this season, brand new roster, lesser talent than a year ago, right? And your best home game right now, as it stands right now, is UNLV. Man. The return of Josh Pastner. Like, now that's the one you can package.
That will be a good one. You think folks will turn out for that one?
Yeah. What, we're talking about over 10K?
Yeah, I think so, because Josh. Like,
you are kidding.
Do people love Josh like that?
Well, I don't know if it's like a love Josh thing, but I think he'll have some people that go.
We're not getting a 10,000, bro.
10,000
plus
for Josh Pastner?
The only times that happened last year, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. They had to bring... You had to get other folks here for that. It's not happening with Josh.
It'll be your best attended one, though, whatever that is.
Well, hopefully something else is in here that'll be better attended than that.
Hopefully these last four vacancies, something else comes to fruition that
I pray.
Grabs any, fans.
Any, I mean, you hearing anything?
It seems unlikely. That's exactly what John said is what I'm hearing, that there will be the type of matchup that you know, we as media and folks as fans would hope for at FedEx Forum this year.
Yeah.
The most attended thing is going to be the exhibition game against Arkansas.
That's not done yet, though, right?
It's not done, no. But you might not be wrong about that.
You expect it to get done?
Yes, I do. Okay. I expect, yes. Arkansas will play in a preseason game.
I will stream for 48 hours in a row out there. I'm going to go out there and do like a Kai Cenat stream.
Remind me about New Orleans. It's just a one-off. Is that a bye game? Just some help out Tim Duncan's former school?
It's a one-off, yeah.
Thank God.
Sure. So we got to, at some point, right, those got to come off because we helped out Tony. We're helping out.
Yeah.
Right? And we did Alabama State. We helped out Tony. I know you got to keep a couple bye games on there, but the helps, you need those spots at some point, especially when you don't have anything attractive at home.
This is pure speculation, but, you know, with four vacancies, obviously – you know, we'd hope and think most of those would be at home, but
right.
There's got to be at least one more bye game, right, coming. Because they've only got one of these right now. So let's say, I don't know, Alabama State or whoever, Jackson State. One of those, and then that leaves you with three spots. I wonder when
they play three bye games last year?
Did they play three?
They played
Arkansas State, which turned out, you know, how it did, right?
And then Bama State. Was that two?
Bama State. Who was the third? There was a, you're right.
I thought there was a third one.
You're right. Was it Austin P? Was it two seasons ago? Right, that was the Javon Quinterly, David Jones year.
Yeah,
I can't recall.
It was two or three. It felt like three. But we're saying it needs to just be two this year. If we're saying right, if you're going to get something in there that fans want to see.
Because looking at it now, let's say the schedule rounds out how we all think it will, which means nothing crazy splashy, no top 10, right, top 5 opponent at FedEx Forum. What do you think the strength of schedule is going to be with what we see on paper right now? It's certainly not going to be four, right?
Mm-mm. No, it won't be.
It took a lot for it to be four. Everything had to go their way.
100%, dude.
Like those teams had to hold up their end of the bargain, and you know, those wins had to ultimately age much better than they did two seasons ago, which happened. But what are the odds of those kind of matchups being added to the schedule, and then those teams to also carry that forward throughout the season? I don't, you know.
I mean, I sympathize. Whoa. It's very difficult to do this. I think Memphis football has some bad home and home schedules too. Like they're going to Troy. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're going to Georgia State. What are we doing? I mean,
nuts.
It's crazy to me that the athletic department. I know this was done in
previous administration. Yes,
it was like, dude, you can't sit here and tell me that you're the priority for this athletic department and they're going on the road to Georgia State and Troy. Like, that is outrageous to me. Like, that's not a serious football program, right? It's just not. Not like how you want to be perceived in terms of how seriously you want to be taken. You would not be playing games like that. You know, do the two. You got to start doing the two for ones. You got to start doing the two for ones
with those type of schools, yeah. Or you're saying other way around, right?
No, like SEC schools want the two for one. You go there twice, they come to yours once.
Memphis basketball should do that. If nobody's biting on the home and homes,
I agree.
Do a two for one, but make the first one. Right in here,
sure. Go
in FedEx
Forum. Yeah, I'm fine with that because honestly,
go back to back to wherever you got to go.
You know, your league is so piss poor that you're going to need to overcome it. Right, you're going to have to overcome it. So you're going to need quad one opportunities like on the road. You're going to need as many of those as you can get, and you're going to have to win them. So I would say two for ones for Memphis basketball would absolutely be on my checklist. Let's do that.
It was one bye game last year. I threw you off with Alabama State. That was 2 years ago.
It was just Arkansas State. That's it.
I mean, that I can find because two years ago it was Jackson State, Alabama State, and then you had Austin Peay on there.
Uh huh.
But you only had last year Arkansas State, the one you lost. Alabama State was not on the Not on the schedule.
They played
last
somebody
year.
Else before they. It was Louisiana Tech. That was the
La
two.
Tech.
It was La Tech because after Maui they played La Tech first, and it was kind of a scare, right? And then they slipped up ultimately that Sunday, the following Sunday against Arkansas State.
Okay, so two.
So two. So they've got one on this schedule. Let's assume another one's added. Then you've got three to play, three spots to play with. You would hope that something, you know, of significance is added, right, in those three spots, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah. Tough one. All right, tell me about Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Wow. Who is Huey and who are these people?
It was just the one guy, Huey, from the UTSA decommit from Miami.
Yeah.
Is that, are we expecting him to be, because I know how this works, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't even have to make a call. I don't have to do anything. I just see what you got, who, like these random players you guys start tweeting about. And I just assume that there's a reason that you guys are tweeting about these random players.
Yeah.
And I just assume
usually.
That there's a deal, you know, that's been agreed upon or will be agreed upon soon. And, Kyren Huey, is that his name?
Is it Kyrie Huey?
Kyrie Huey. Okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly because Kyrie's spelled not like Kyrie Irving, right? It's K-I-R-E-E.
Yeah, so it looks like Kyrie Huey. So
Kyrie Huey, Miami transfer, who decommitted, I think it was from UTSA, if I'm not mistaken, right? Averaged 1.6 points and 1.4 rebounds through 14 games in the ACC for Miami last year. Only played 14 games for some reason.
Yep.
But a season ago, if you're an optimist,
I think it's important.
At Idaho State, which is in a much weaker league, right, than Miami, he put up 11.3 points, 5.8 boards, and 1.2 blocks per game. So, you know, if Memphis does acquire Huey, it's funny you made that Huey Dewey.
Huey Dewey and Louie if we just call him balls and strikes.
If Memphis does land Huey, obviously Penny and fans and everybody else would hope that.
Starting four.
I don't. Would you start a guy who averaged 1.6 points?
Am I starting?
My lineup's on the internet. My projected lineup.
I'm saying his lineup's on the internet.
You can go look it up.
DailyMemphian.com. Subscribe, please. Check that out. Click that.
I like it.
Get my numbers up.
My man said my lineup is on the internet. Damn.
No, I think they're going to play a lot of small ball, right? Assuming.
That's crazy.
Unless Penny pulls some rabbit out of the hat, right? Which he's done before. So I don't want to, you know, put it past him to do that.
Nah, bro. The rabbit out of the hat days are ending, unfortunately.
The price is so, I mean, I'm sure you've had similar conversations with folks, but the price for the Hueys and Louies and Deweys is significant.
It is.
You know, it's not a drop in the bucket anymore.
It's crazy. It's unfortunate, man.
It's that position. It's the front courts, the four and fives.
Like 4 years
fours
ago.
Fours and fives that are going for a lot of money.
I feel very confident in this. 4 years ago, 2021, Memphis was in the situation that, first of all, they wouldn't be in the situation where they're like trying to get bodies. But if they were in the situation, Penny would have gotten a dude. Like he'd pop up with somebody that was in the draft or something, you know, and they're, you know, like he would just do that. And like now it's $3 million to get in the door. I mean,
it's nuts.
You know, for a guy like that, you know.
For a needle mover, not for Huey.
Yeah, but even, you know, Huey is going to cost, all these guys cost. So, no, I agree with you. I mean, they're going to have to get very creative with how they, you know, how they play next year. And I do think Penny will maximize it, but I just think the biggest question with them is just how much really, what does that mean? What does maximizing this group mean? Does it mean a tournament appearance? Is that what it means?
Does it mean an at-large tournament appearance?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be a team that's already cemented in the field going into going into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a major. Now, I had questions about them last year. Full disclosure, you know, but even compared to last year. I mean, you had an AAC Freshman of the Year. You had a veteran point guard.
Tyrese Hunter had been there. Yes. You had guys that were proven.
This roster is extremely conceptual. You know,
very much so.
It's like, all right, you're going to play like this. You're going to do this. This guy's going to have to take a step up. This guy's going to have to take a step up. It could happen, but it's just more of a, you know, projecting than
so many ifs, right?
Right.
If Aaron Bradshaw
exactly
flips the switch. If Zachary Davis can. You know, have his offensive game catch up to his elite defensive ability. If Doug McDaniel can, you know, keep his head on straight for the season and be that leader and be the orchestrator that you want him to be, like if
exactly
all the way down.
I got another one. If you could get Fred Smith out of Briarcrest and Chello Jackson, who was here at FACS but is now in Florida, as freshmen coming in here to go with Curtis Givens and Julius King Tedford coming back. You could technically get to a more Memphis right? Born, at least, rostering in terms of keeping guys in continuity. If you're trying to sell, hey, play for more than just the, you know, the check,
yeah,
play for Memphis, that's sort of a, you could actually see that coming together within
as
a year
foundation
or two
for the future,
as a possible foundation for the future with some Memphis guys.
Just no doubt.
Who they're involved with.
The talent's getting, I mean, I got here in, 2022, and the narrative or the reality, however you want to frame it, was that the talent locally was not anywhere near.
Nah, it's been down since you've been here, bro.
Yeah, exactly. What it was years ago.
100%.
But I think we're starting to see a slow but steady uptick, right?
Because then you got Braylon and DJ.
Really going after.
Right, and that 28 class that are 2 years behind them in the sophomore class. And now I know you saw it because I think Varlas wrote about it for you guys.
Yep, he did.
They're bringing in Huggins. They
offered Huggins. They're not bringing in Huggins.
Well, I meant Briarcrest is bringing him in to play with Fred.
Memphis offered Huggins.
And so, you've got
Huggins
another.
Coming from Nashville to Briarcrest.
And
he is
in that same class as Braylon and DJ Okoth over at Bartlett. So there's kind of a new crew that's 2 years behind Fred and Cello.
Yep.
That if he wanted to stay Memphis, and get these guys.
Yeah. I mean, who knows anymore, right? Because even, we saw it, 2 years ago when Billy Richmond the third and Curtis Gibbons the third committed elsewhere, and you thought Memphis was in great position with both those guys. So it seems like it's getting back to the old ways where you're keeping the 901's best talent, on the city's team, and maybe it'll stay that way. But
I just wonder,
there are no certainties.
At a time where you're being priced out of national expectations to keep this thing nationally relevant, you're getting to a point where you're priced out of that. Is the only way that he can go to sort of, I'm not saying bargain shopping, but you see where I'm going with that.
No, absolutely.
And get to some continuity by having some Memphis guys back on the roster. Maybe it's the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You sort of skin the cat trying to.
Man, how have we gotten here, though? Like, when I took this job, right, the Daily Memphian, like I said, almost 3 years ago now, it was on the heels of Kendrick Davis's commitment, right? Mm-hmm. You had DeAndre Williams. Like, you had, the rest of the players were mid-major role players that he got from, UTEP and Georgia Southern and elsewhere, but you had those guys. You got the number one guy in the portal to play point guard.
I mean, even last year, Stansberry was throwing around lots of NIL money, as you know. I mean, it's changed from last offseason to this offseason. Just the money that, I mean,
it costs money to get Tyrese Hunter. It costs money to get PJ Haggerty. It costs a lot of money to put that roster together. I mean, that's what's changed, bro. I mean, the exponential explosion of NIL budgets.
Just from last offseason to this one.
Yes.
So as recently as that. Because it felt like you had enough last offseason.
I mean, you should know this better than anybody because your roster in Chapel Hill costs $14 million.
I went to school there. It's not my
roster.
That's
what I'm saying, though. You guys are paying $14 million for
I think it's a joke. I think it's a joke.
And then, so that's what changed.
They mismanaged. It's one thing. I get it. I get what they're trying to do, right? Hubert's like, hey. Y'all want me to?
This is the business.
Y'all
today.
Want
Give
consistent
me
results? Hubert's been to a national title game, and then that season wasn't great, but he caught lightning in a bottle. And then two seasons later, he went to the Sweet 16 with the number one seed, right? So he's done it. But now Hubert, if he's saying that y'all want that consistently, okay, pay up. Let's invest. But there's got to be some strategy with the investments. You throwing $14 million at that roster? I think it's ranked. Their portal class is ranked 21st.
Memphis looks like
ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Memphis, it looks like good stewards, right? Like they really do. They look like good stewards of money because they've put this Hassan Abdul Hakim guy.
Sneaky get.
Very intriguing.
That's your starting
you
small ball
you can,
four.
How you can
that's
have Memphis as a bigger loser than North Carolina. He's got $14 million, and what they got out of the transfer portal is not attractive at all.
North Carolina is absolutely one of the, I would say, top 10 losers in the portal this offseason.
Especially with the money y'all have.
Do you know what really was going on with Hassan Abdul Hakim in January? It's not a legal thing. We know.
It doesn't seem to be.
Because he only played 12 games last year. And then he was mysteriously off the team.
Yeah. But if you look at the coach's comments, right?
Right.
Over there at Rio Grande Valley, I guess if you read between the lines of his comments, it seemed like, this guy's going to, great guy who's going to go on and do great things. I don't think he would say those things about somebody who, insert crime here, right?
But if he was, it's just very strange that he was off the team. He only played 19 games the year before that.
It is strange.
But I said this on Jeff's show. I got a tweet from a random guy. I don't even know. He doesn't even have a profile picture. But he tweeted me and said if he was doing a draft of Memphis players, current guys on the roster, this guy would be his number one pick. Which is okay. So there must be something. There must be something with this dude.
He's probably got the second highest upside on this team, aside from Aaron Bradshaw.
Right. I think John was shocked it wasn't Curtis Gibbons.
Yeah, you're big. I mean, you're big on Curtis Gibbons. You might be the number one.
That
might be CG3's number one.
That was your shock in the tweet that the guy hadn't said Curtis, right?
If I could bet a future on a player, it would be Curtis Gibbons next year.
I don't know. Are you being – you're not being funny. You're being dead ass.
100%. He was one of three real – yeah, I'm happy to explain. He was one of three real SEC guys.
I think he's
going to
be good. Let's make that very clear.
Who played as a freshman.
Yeah.
Right? Jeremiah Fears, Boogie Fland, Curtis Gibbons. That's it. In terms of freshmen,
they finished
in that
second to last. In the
I know
SEC,
they were
bro.
A bad team. That's not his fault.
I'm not blaming it. I'm just saying that's probably why he
the size of the target that John has put on Curtis's back for next
just
year,
because,
just with these lofty expectations.
Look, it's this isn't they weren't tanking, Parth. Okay, it wasn't like let's just try to lose all these games.
No,
let's play Curtis Gibbons 30 minutes a game.
I mean,
no, that he
Matt's coaching for his job, bro. He's not tanking.
Established himself as one of the better guards on that team last year. And he got the opportunities. He put up double digits against Florida. How many turnovers, Jason?
Zero.
None.
Zero.
None against the national.
I think
champs.
11 points, 4 assists, 0 turnovers.
John's only said it 30 times.
Yeah, it's.
He reminds us every day.
Brad's
about
actually
going
to go get the stat line tatted on his.
11-4-0.
As you know, per John, he's going to compete for the starting two job for the shooting. Even you know,
I think he will be in the mix for
he's
sure.
He's going to compete for it.
I mean, he'll play a ton between.
Oh, he'll play a ton.
You know, he can play both. He can play both on and off the ball. You go. He's a big guard. He can shoot the ball better than he did last year. I believe that 100%. Like he's going to be like the LSU stunk last year.
Right.
Memphis would have packed them up easily. So
absolutely.
So now he's playing with a real team with real talent.
That man developing Cook first.
And Memphis.
No, but I mean John's onto something. I wouldn't go as far as he's going, but
I don't think I'm going that far. I'm just saying he's going to be a good player,
dude,
man.
This is the same player who scored 24 points on Montverde's in their national championship game,
right?
24 points, 6 of 9 from 3 on arguably the best high school basketball team in recent history.
Oh, that experience definitely made him better.
Cooper
those 2 Flagg, years there.
Derek Queen, like,
yes,
that team was loaded.
And Curtis
Robert
Gibbons
Wright,
was the star of the team.
And he was the star on its biggest stage, the team's biggest stage. He was the star.
Cooper Flagg was deferring
player
to him. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
I don't know about all season, but in that game,
I can't wait.
Curtis had the hot hand.
It is so sad that Curtis is only getting half of his NIL because John has the other half.
No. I'm actually
Are you representing
help.
Him? Are you
no, I'm going to help him make
soon.
More. I'm going to help him make
with
a lot more. As you guys can tell, when Memphis guys come back home, it means a lot to me. You know,
I respect
now,
it, man.
Now, what he's going to say
is... That
man
had one sentence on King Thedford. What? He doesn't even know how to pronounce the name yet.
We don't even
and
know
he's
his
from
name.
Memphis.
It's Thedford.
We don't even
it's
know
Thedford.
His name. Okay, it's
Thibodeau.
Like
it's Thibodeau.
I was where spoken is, to Julius.
Okay,
Thedford.
Where is the King piece of this coming from?
It's his nickname,
bro.
Okay.
What you think
Julius
I've been getting
King
that wrong?
Thedford.
King is what you need
I
to be calling him.
I thought it was like
him.
A hyphenated deal, like a Gilgeous Alexander.
He's a King.
King's his nickname.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know his game is a little wacky. You know,
he's cold, man.
We'll see.
Who I'm high on. He's a bucket.
I'm open to it, but his game's a little herky-jerky for me.
And he's fearless. Like, he scored 18 against Kentucky at Rupp. At Rupp.
Okay, see?
In their crib.
Now, that's a good point. That's a good call-out. That's a good. If I'm going to call out Curtis Gibbons' big game against big-time
18.
Teams, 18 against Kentucky and Rupp is definitely – I mean, he's probably up there for Memphians who have put up the most numbers in that building, 18. They probably haven't
been. Yeah, I mean, how many Memphians have played in that building?
Well, I don't know why you had to say that. A lot. You know, once upon a time, we had a lot of people in this city, you know, who came through.
No, I believe that the 85 team had to go through Rupp in some capacity to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Final Four was in Rupp or if it was a season scene. But, yes, so there have been Memphians that have played in that arena. Yes.
Exactly. But, you know, part of how many Memphians have actually been good enough to play
Kentucky? One of the numbers, man.
You know, you can tell he just moved here 3 years ago. That's on us, though. We got to produce more. We got to produce more players. We've stopped doing that as much in recent years. All right, read them on the internet. That's where we'll find you, right?
On the internet. Yes, sir. DailyMemphian.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.